Before we get started today, I have a very special request for you. If you have taken any value out of this podcast, anything that helped you along the way, I'd love to know. In the show notes today, there is a link to just click on it and leave me a short video. Please let me know what moved the needle for you. What was the impact on you? How did it help you? Thanks. This is giving back, you know. Please click on the link in the show notes.
Consulting is a $30 million career opportunity. So don't miss out on your chance of getting in there. Most of you are great and amazing. You just lack the tools and the tactics how to make your light shine bright enough to be hired. I am one of the few people in this world who got hired twice by McKinsey, so I really know how to present myself. Come join this podcast. I'm going to share with you what I've learned in 10 years at McKinsey and 10 years as a CEO and entrepreneur. All my life experience and my learnings go in here. And once you've listened enough, join our Facebook group, where actually a very cool bunch of people are putting the learnings into practice as they make their way towards their offer from a top global consulting firm.
Okay, now we got the basic process nailed. We just had a case interview training that we published in our Facebook group, and my key learning from this was you typically let yourself be pressured into giving an answer. You're not in command of the situation. Because I had asked I didn't even give a whole case. I was just, you know, throwing out two or three sentences, and then I asked the person to structure this. And he stumbled because he was not in charge of the conversation, actually demanding from me, the interviewer here, more information, clarifying what exactly is it that you want me to structure? What is the question we're working on here? Because once I understand the question, I can break it down into manageable pieces. Instead, and I see that a lot, you let yourself be pressured into, oh my God, I now got to solve the case, or I now got to structure this, or lo and behold, I now got to set up a MISI structure. Yeah. If your mind is busy thinking MISI structure, then you can't give an answer anymore. MISI-ness is something you practice, you understand beforehand. But don't think about it in the moment, because that doesn't work. That's like riding a bicycle and thinking about riding bicycles, or solving math and thinking, how does math work at all? So please study it beforehand, but ask yourself better questions in this. It is, okay, here is a question that's being posed to me. How can I break this down into manageable pieces? And that is the task at hand. So don't let yourself be pressured into giving an answer that quickly. You got to make room for yourself to think and actually understand what it is. Because I had asked the question essentially of two railway systems that we would merge, and what could be the synergies. And then if you think about this and you say, oh my God, how do I set up a MISI structure for this question? I wouldn't know the answer myself in the moment. But it's really, okay, well, synergies between two railway systems, what could that be? Yeah, maybe we need less people to operate this. Maybe we need less rolling stock. Maybe we have less external services that we need to buy. That's sort of breaking things down. Don't try to make this a perfect MISI structure to identify synergies. And don't even search your mind for this perfect system. You know, consulting work, we intentionally, the consulting cases are non-traditional questions because we're typically asked non-traditional questions. How on earth should we do this? Now, what's important though is that in this very simple answer, you have to understand what MISI-ness is. So that MISI-ness means you stick to one logic. For example, don't mix up a process-oriented breakdown and a cost structure-oriented breakdown. So don't, if you say, well, we could have less personnel and we could have less material cost and less external cost, that's MISI, that's the cost structure. But if you would say, oh, we got personnel cost and we got material cost and we have maintenance cost, that's not MISI, because maintenance cost, again, is composed of spare parts and time and effort, human effort. So this is the error you make. But it's not about the typical error you do is you're looking at this in a too complicated way. So, and the second key learning is you're letting yourself being pressured into giving an answer where there is not yet a good answer. One of the key tasks you need to learn is to make room for your own thinking, and don't be a victim in this. Okay, good. We'll continue on going deeper on the case interview in the next episodes. Again, give me an answer to that link in today's show notes. What, if there was anything you took away from this whole podcast, if anything was valuable to you, if anything moved the needle for you, if it had an impact on you, leave me a message under this link. Thanks.